All right, Jeff, can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Well, congratulations on that win.
Thanks. Yeah, that was a little unexpected there. I mean, we were had a decent car all day. We just didn't have the track position, and Brandon obviously made it happen.
All right. Well, we're going to start straight with questions. If you have a question for Jeff, once again, friendly reminder, just please raise your hand within the Zoom platform. And we're going to start with Bob. Bob, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, Jeff, Brandon restarts seventh on that last overtime restart. Where does he finish that makes you happy with his performance?
I don't know. Obviously, we would have been satisfied with the top five. We've had some recent bad luck, I think, that it'd be nice to claw our way back into this points battle. A top five. We're here trying to gather some points, but obviously a win is a huge bonus.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Luis Torres. Luis, go ahead with your question.
Congratulations, Jeff, on your second win of the season with Brandon. Being a guy that started off a decade ago, working with a couple Hall of Famers with Jeff Gordon and Bobby Lovani, and then the past couple of years, Cole and now Brandon, what does Brandon bring to the table that makes the JGR team incredible through the highs and lows and lows that you've been through all year, even last year?
To me, it's his very level attitude. I mean, it's when things don't go well, he doesn't beat himself up and he doesn't get down on the team or anything like that. He's just a real good team player and he's enjoyable to work with. So, yeah, when things don't go well, nobody's down. Everybody's excited, and that's 90% of that stems with the driver being confident and having confidence in his guys. So that's the biggest thing, just keeping a really level head no matter how things are going. And obviously we got the highs of a win right now, but I know next week we're going to show up and we're going to be just as serious to win that race. And we're going to have put this race behind us and keep moving on. That's how we all work.
Now, what is the goal going into the next couple of races, especially those road courses, where to get through in a better position to prepare yourselves come playoffs?
Yeah, honestly, road courses probably haven't been our strongest tracks. Intermediates definitely have been. We've made some huge improvements, though. Since the beginning of last year, it seems like we're steadily getting better and better, and we're figuring out some things with our setups. Brandon's figuring out some different ways to approach races to be prepared, and I think it's working very well. So, yeah, I feel like if we go to the next races and we could come home top five, run fifth-ish, I'm going to be really happy with that.
Thank you, and congratulations once again.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our last question from Steven with 24/7 Sports. Steven, go ahead.
Jeff, Brandon has been full-time in the Xfinity Series since 2015, and when you two started working together, he had four full seasons, hadn't had a win yet. Now he's had three wins in this series, plus a Truck Series win since last October. Do you notice anything different about him or how he prepares for races since you two started working together?
He definitely puts a lot of preparation in. He's definitely improved in that category for sure. Watches a lot of video. Obviously, the new SMT has helped us a lot. He studies it a lot. He understands how to use it. He's done a lot with his physical fitness. I think he's definitely prepared himself a lot more coming into these races. And then, obviously, the team doing a really good job of bringing good cars just gives them a lot of confidence. And I don't know, I've been in racing for a long time, and driver confidence is a huge part of key to success with a race team.
And when you say SMT data, is that analytics or however you would describe that?
It is, yeah. We can go back and watch previous races and just see where we struggled or see where Brandon struggled himself and see what lines and what other drivers were doing to be fast, and we can mimic those. And we do a lot in the TRD simulator. That helps us out a lot. And we can watch that SMT and apply it to the simulator and practice up before we get to these races that you don't get any practice at.
Understood. Thank you.
All right, Jeff. Well, that's all the questions we have. So congratulations again on that win. Enjoy celebrating that the next few days.
Sounds good. Thanks for taking it easy on me.
All right. Into the media, just a friendly reminder that all of the audio and video from all the Zooms from the race weekend will are available on NASCARmedia.com. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to one of the members on our NASCAR communication staff, and we hope everyone has a great Sunday. Bye.